All right, we're back. Snooze Day Tuesday. We're at, let me check here, 12 below and sunshine. I shouldn't even be looking at this anymore. I should just come on and say, you know what, it's just plain cold and just sort of leave it at that. Hey, listen, we're going to talk and check in as we do every Tuesday with Carrie Kleingartner, marketing specialist with Red River Communications, on the phone with me this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And we said hats off to the tech crews at Red River Communications who are outdoors in this weather. They need a prize or something.
They do. They've got really warm gear, and we just hope that we don't have any gophers or anybody who decide to snack on our fiber. So they cut it, and we have to do any outside repairs. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Hey, Carrie, this time around, let's talk about new locations. Talk about this a little.
Yeah. Well, Bill, we are really excited to be moving forward with our projects. I think you maybe remember that last month we announced that we got a grant to be building out fiber in rural Wilkin County. And we're excited to say that we're starting to take signups for that area. So customers who are in those build areas are receiving information from Red River Communications. We are having an event for those specific areas, the area that is being awarded that we're building in 23, but we're also working on building out north and south of that area. So we're doing North Wilkin County, north of 210 is going to be a part of a grant application, and then rural Campbell, so the area just east of Campbell, a little bit south and to the west. So the area rural around the city of Campbell, we're working on trying to bring you guys fiber too. So what I want to do is invite everyone to a warm chili feed next week. We're going to be feeding you some warm food, giving you some great information about fiber, our projects, and all of the different things that you can do with our fiber, our Wi-Fi, our television product, and our new camera product, which is going to be coming this spring. So next week, February 8th, from 4 to 7:30 at the St. Mary's School in Breckenridge. Free chili, and we're going to have door prizes, and then you're going to have the opportunity to learn about our product and to get pre-signed up for service.
Well, I tell you what, this has got to be such great news for people in the outlying. And Red River Communications, Carrie, you guys have been so lucky and gotten so much of this grant money, too. And that's going to be able to let you, I mean, your outreach just keeps growing and growing, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think I'm talking to the choir in those areas. These people have been asking, and they had a national service provider that serviced them in years past, and right, they have gotten funding promising to bring them fiber, and it's never happened. Mm-hmm. So we are just proud to be able to finally fulfill that dream that they have to just have that same internet access that the rest of their neighbors have. And to the south, our neighbors to the south runes don't have fiber to that area, and then to the north, some of our other neighboring cooperatives have brought fiber. So this little area, which is very rural and very hard to serve just because there's not as many drops in between, and it's very expensive. So this fiber funding that we've gotten, this broadband grant funding, has made this possible for us. And we're just excited to be there and excited to get people the information and get them signed up. So as soon as our crews are ready to start construction and all of that fiber arrives here, we're going to be working on it.
All right, boy.
I encourage people to come on out on February 8th. That's next Wednesday from 4 to 7:30 at the St. Mary's School.
Sounds good. I love a play on words, that warm chili feed. Carrie, always great to talk with you each and every Tuesday. Listen, stay warm, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
Excellent. Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Carrie Kleingartner, marketing specialist for Red River Communications, and we talk with Carrie every Tuesday at this time, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.